For the 7-17 Chi-Hi girls basketball team, the road to the Rec Center began this past Tuesday night way up north in Superior against the 5-19 Spartans.
And they work it on the inside, tucking it into Wood off the back iron and two, and the Cards lead it 2-0. Far side, Anderson, three-point attempt. Got it! Chi-Hi grabs a 14-8 lead. And there's the steal by the Cardinals racing down the floor. Reisinger finds a teammate. Anderson may have traveled and got away with it as she gets the two, and Chi-Hi extends their lead. Wood just inside the free throw line. Looks, finds Heppner, and 2 points. And Chi-Hi extends their lead to 20-10. Right corner, Reisinger. Shot on the way, comes up a little short. Wood gets the rebound. Reisinger puts it up and in for the Cardinals. Out of there with it, Jillian Wick. Wick into the forecourt. Jillian looks for a teammate. Wood on the break. Wood puts it off the glass too hard. Knocked around. Tenley Anderson recovers. She'll drive up and in for the Cardinals. Wick for three. Got it, Jillian Wick, her first basket of the night, a three-pointer for the Cards, leading three-point shooter percentage-wise. Reisinger out on top, overhead pass down low to Anderson for two, a sweet pass from Reisinger to make it happen to the leading scorer, Tenley Anderson for two. Good passing, Wood down low, two more from Anderson, and the Cards match their biggest lead of the game at 13. Cardinal 13-point lead is shrunk to eight here, as 2 3-pointers matched by just 1 free throw for the Cards. Reisinger left baseline for two. Wick penetrating, kick right corner, wide open shot on the way, and there it is. Great shot by Heppner to boost the Cards to a 13-point lead, a 3-pointer for Heppner. Reisinger's had a good night offensively for Chippewa. Down low to Wood. Wood cuts through. The defense puts it up. Nice soft touch and two more for McKenna Wood. Cards, Anderson right corner. Got it. Three-pointer for Tenley, and the Cards boost that lead to 16 at 49-33, their biggest of the night. Tenley Anderson, another three. Buries another one for the Cardinals. Far side, down low to McLean for two.
With that 61-43 victory Tuesday night over Superior on the road, the Cards' travels continue, and the road to the Rush gets tougher. At 20-4 Stevens Point, the Panthers hosting the now 8-17 Chi-Hi girls. We've got it for you coming next. Division I regional semifinal on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Chi-Hi Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to Stevens Point High School. Mark Halverson and our video producer Sam Aberle and our radio producer Zach Wycheck as we get set to bring you this girls Division I regional semifinal as 20-4 Stevens Point, the number one team in this section, against 8-17 Chippewa Falls. The Cardinals, as you heard in the pre-open, 61-43 win at Superior on Tuesday night. But tonight they'll be without not one, but two of their seniors that had started this season. You know already about Claire Heppner, the torn ACL a couple of weeks ago, but we learned as the Cards came in the gym tonight from head coach Becca Bestil, and she'll tell us more in the pregame interview, that Jillian Wick is out. She is under the weather. She did not travel with the team, so Jillian Wick, for her, potentially, as a senior, one of four seniors on the team's, not with the squad tonight. So that's something they'll have to try to overcome. Her 9.4 points per game, a big loss. And Coach Bestil in the pregame interview talks about all four of the seniors and what they bring. Just getting this game into perspective, Chi-Hi coming in with that most recent win. And really, the Cards have won three of their last four, downing New Richmond, losing to Eau Claire North,
beating Menominee and then beating Superior, but a much tougher opponent here at Stevens Point tonight. The Panthers were ranked second in the state. They dropped to fourth now after a loss to Oostburg on February 21st. Just under a week ago, 59-38. Three other losses on the season to Hopkins, Hortonville, and Duluth Marshall. Hortonville could be their opponent tomorrow night, actually, as the winner of this game meets the winner of Holman and Hortonville. Hortonville, the 8 seed, hosting that game tonight. So, yes, in the regionals, you play Friday night, and then the winners advance to Saturday. If it's the Cards tomorrow night, they would play at either Holman or Hortonville. Other games, lots of other action, which we'll share maybe as the night rolls along. In D1, a busy hockey night as well for boys and girls action as teams look to earn their way to state. We'll take a three-minute timeout when we come back. The first of two coaches' conversations, 43-year-old Janelle McCarville, an alum of Stevens Point, here teaching at her alma mater, where she led the team in 2001 to the state title game, only to finish as the runner-up. She was co-player of the year that year, went on to play in college, the University of Minnesota, and later, of course, in the WNBA, where she earned a title in 2003. 3 minutes away, more of this game from Stevens Point, Chi High, and the Panthers tonight on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Janelle McCarville, the head coach of the Spash girls basketball team, with us here in the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports and a live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And coach, the postseason, you had 24 regular season games under your belt, but it's a new year now.
Absolutely. Everybody's 0-0 at this point. you know, where you worked your whole season to get to. You know, it can go away in the course of one game. So we're approaching it as every game is the most important game of the season, and we're really looking forward to getting back out onto the court after a tough loss last week to Oostburg.
You guys, an incredible regular season, 20-4. You get the one seed, got to be pleased with that. And obviously, though, you take it one game at a time. Even a Chippewa Falls team who's 8-17, Cards able to go on the road and beat Superior.
Yeah, they're playing well right now. You know, I think they obviously had to get the win to advance. Good for them. You know, and again, it's any given Sunday. You got to be aware of who's coming in. So we're just going to take it, you know, possession by possession, and obviously, you know, give it our best.
I remember you guys from last year. We crossed paths, and then even in volleyball, Leah Alway, quite a rising talent, your 6'2 sophomore.
Yes, she's playing well. You know, she's learned a lot through the years. The level of talent we're playing against is challenging her on the daily. And, you know, we have high hopes and high standards for Lee, and she's playing really well for us right now.
And she's not alone, though. You've got a talented squad around her.
Definitely. Jada Soibert leads the way, I think, averaging 24. And we have others that fill the roles. You know, I think that's one thing they're starting to understand is it takes five on the court at all times. And whenever your number's called, to be ready and contribute however you can contribute, play to the max of your ability, and, you know, leave it all out there. If you do that, we talk about being able to sleep at night, and we'll be doing that.
Lastly, what it's like for you? You were such a great player here, and then able in college, and even the WNBA. What's it like to be winding down your third year coaching at your alma mater?
I'm enjoying it. You know, it's fun to see the progress. It's fun to see the girls' growth. You know, I didn't necessarily know where we would end up when I first took over, but obviously, being ranked all year this year, the girls stepped up to the challenge of the difficult schedule I created for them. I think we played 10 to 15 ranked teams throughout the course of the year, one nationally ranked team out of Hopkins. You know, and all that put us in position to have ups and downs, roller coasters of runs both ways, offensively and defensively, in order to put you for success in the postseason. And here we are, ready to go, excited for a game against Chippewa Falls.
And just real quick, in terms of the WNBA, with your past experience, it seems like they're at the crossroads. So we're all hoping they can continue to rise, as it seems like they have the potential to.
Absolutely. Players are working hard every single day. You know, if you're not busting your ass, somebody else is coming in behind you in order to take your spot. So everybody's challenged every single day. I think with the growth of the league, more young players getting into it, it's only going to continue to grow. The success is there. Hopefully the CBA gets squared away, and we actually have a season this year. And again, young girls have strong female athletes to look up to.
Coach, thanks so much for talking to us. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
All right. Janelle McCarville, the head coach of the Stevens Point Panthers girls basketball team. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, hear from Becca Bestel as she pays honor to Chihai's four seniors as they get ready for this Division I girls regional semifinal on the road tonight from SPASH, Stevens Point Area Senior High School, on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, our live stream on WOGO.com, FM 103.1 AM 680, and the live video stream of the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Tonight, Max Basketball on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel, as well as on Wogo Facebook. Tonight, from Stevens Point, it's Chi High and Stevens Point. Just heard from Janelle McCarville, and for Chi High, down a player tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jillian Wick got really sick last night, and she's just not here. So, unfortunately, like as a senior, this is not what she wanted or any of us wanted. I feel horrible for her that this is just bad timing, but unfortunately, she won't be here tonight.
She's been a varsity player since she was a sophomore, but maybe that can start us talking about the four seniors on your squad.
Yeah.
And Jillian's been a great contributor. I know she came up as a sophomore and had a really impressive streak of her free throw shooting when she started, and she's been a great contributor for 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. She's just been somebody that we depend on in every possible way. I mean, some games she scores a ton, but some games she doesn't. I mean, those games she's just a good leader on the floor. She's the kid that if we can't break a press, she's the one we go to. If we can't get something set up, she's the one we go to. If we are struggling on defense, she's the person that guards their best player. I mean, she's just somebody that we have been depending on for a couple years, but especially this year.
And you're already down a senior. We're forgetting Claire Heppner, torn ACL from a couple weeks ago. You're 5'10 senior.
Yeah, and I mean, Claire was a loss for us. Obviously, she was one of our, if not our best defensive player. And so her not being in the lineup hurt us a little bit. But we've had some people step up since then. And Claire's still here. Obviously, she's supporting, and she's still a great teammate. So it's just hard not to have her on the floor.
As long as we're on the senior run, Willa Reisinger, your 6-foot senior, had a real good game the other night.
Yeah, Willa is easily our most improved player this season. And, I mean, throughout the program, she's always been a kid that really loves basketball, and she just always listens. When we tell her something, she'll look you in the eye and say, okay, got it, coach, got it. I mean, she's just a good communicator, a good team player, and she's starting to hit some shots that really helped us.
And finally, Macy Gokey, the 5'10 senior, came off the bench a couple of times the other night.
Yeah, and Macy has been a kid that's been just solid in the program the last 4 years. She's just fun. She's one that makes sure that everybody on the bench is having fun, everybody in the locker room is having fun. When she goes out there, she gives it all she has. She gets a couple minutes here and there, but she has such a good attitude about it, and I love her to death.
Meanwhile, tonight, Stevens Point, on their home floor, the one seed. It was great to get the win the other night over Superior. Took care of business. Nice to get a tournament win. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, boy, Leah, you've got Leah. Well, yeah, Leah Alway is something of the 6'2 sophomore. And then Soibert averages more than 24 a game.
Yeah, I mean, their entire lineup is long and athletic. And it's not just those two, although those two are really impressive. Their entire lineup is long and athletic, and they go hard, and they put a lot of pressure on, and they can all score. I mean, those two kids are going to be hard for us to stop, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we can ask for. Coach, we wish you the best tonight, and hope to talk to you afterwards.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Mark. Right. Appreciate it.
Becca Bestel, the head coach of the Lady Cards on WOGO Sports. Time quickly to sneak in the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chahai is undermanned tonight. Two of their seniors not with them. One out with that knee injury, and now also Jillian Wick not there. So going to have to just give it your all. Play over your head. Have the Rocky soundtrack in your head. Be inspired. Fight like a champion. Lay it all on the court. Leave it all out there. Nobody expects the Cards to beat Stevens Point in this contest tonight. So give it your best shot. And that's what we can hope for. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game is just give it 100% tonight. Leave it all out on the court. Tonight's keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Also on WOGO, when you're faced with the challenge of how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. More with that when we come back. This is Cardinal Coverage on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and mirror.com.
All right, starting lineups. Let's listen to our public address announcer as Chai is introduced first on WOGO.
Basketball fans, let us welcome the visitors, the Cardinals from Chippewa Falls High School. At 1-4 and 5-11, sophomore number 10, McKenna Wood. At 8-yard and 5-8, junior number 12, Talia Kaleen. At 8-guard, 5'10", junior, number 22, Emma Hefner. At forward, a 6-foot senior, number 24, Willa Weisinger. And at guard for the Cardinals, a 5'7", sophomore, number 25, Kenley Anderson. And the Cardinals are coached by Becca Bustle and assisted by Lisa Anderson. And now, the Panthers from Stevens Point Area Senior High. At 5'11", a senior, number 4, Lydia Johnson. At 5'10", junior, number 5, Jada Sawyer. A 5'11", senior, number 11, Ashley Miller. A 5'7", senior, number 20, Ellie Strong. And for the Panthers, a 5'7 senior, number 23, Jayla Baybine. Panthers are led by Janelle McCarville and assisted by Joe Soybert, the Dan Weersbach, and Joe Titus. We would also like to recognize and show our appreciation for tonight's WIAA certified officials, Mike Murphy, Corey Gersbell, and Garrett Litzell.
Okay, one surprise there. Leah Alway not in the starting lineup. The 6'2 sophomore averages 18.4 a game. I talked with Coach McCarville about her. She doesn't appear injured, but anyhow, she does have her warm-up jacket on. So, all right. We're about ready to go at it, and Chi High in the visiting black uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and some red trim, and Chi High with the basketball to start us off here against the visiting Spash with the home white uniform. So the Cards with the basketball, no Jillian Wick and no Claire Heppner. She's been out in recent times anyhow, and so Malia Killeen in the starting lineup. They try to get it to Anderson and loses the ball underneath. And then Stevens Point had it momentarily, and they lose it. So one turnover for each squad as we're underway. 17:30 to go here, first half. Two 18-minute halves. Cardinals on the attack, left to right on the outside with Emma Heppner filling Claire's shoes in that starting lineup. Malia Killeen in for Jillian Wick. Lee's going to go back. Door no good. Whistle and a foul. And Killeen going to get two free throws here, and she is a 75% free throw shooter. Comes in 5A junior, averaging 5.3 points per game. And the foul on Jalen Mabon. Killeen's first free throw is no good. Again, I was telling you earlier about Rural Mutual, the proud sponsor of the WI Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. Second free throw, no good. And Stevens Point with the rebound, Ashley Miller, the 5'11 senior. Yeah, from basketball to hockey to wrestling to gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Taking it back door, and then on the near side, getting it off to Ellie Strong. They try to work it down low. Charts diving on the floor. McKenna Wood fighting for it. And the possession arrow is going to stay Stevens Point's direction. So early on, first minute, Charts fighting strong. Got themselves a trip to the line. Unfortunately, neither free throw went. But, hey, fighting strong in there, though undermanned here. And there's a steal on the inbounds pass and a good deflection by the Cards. And they come away with it to Emma Heppner, second Stevens Point turnover already. But they strip it right away from the Cards, and we go the opposite direction. On the bust out, going to lay it up and in. And Jada Seubert averaging more than 24 a game. In fact, as she comes in with 24.5 and Alway at 18.4 as the Cards struggle against the press and get it across to Killeen, who passes it over to Heppner and by her and out of bounds for the Cardinals' third turnover. Yeah, between those two, Alway on the bench right now, that's 43 points a game. It's 42.9, rounded up to 43 points a game for those two players as it's a 2-0 game. Stevens Point with the early lead in this one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Right baseline shot on the way, in and out, no good for the Pointers. Number 23, Jayla Mabon, the senior, and the Cards out of there with it. In fact, as I look at this, maybe we started all five seniors here for Coach McCarver. We'll have to see. Shot Wood, no good on the right side, and can't get it. And going the other way, Stevens Point across the timeline. Yeah, they go with, Alway is a sophomore, right? So you've got the others are senior, and they, Soybert's a junior, so no good. Shot missed on the outside and out of there with it, Tenley Anderson. So, well, that didn't solve my mystery about why Alway wasn't starting. She's a terrific athlete. I've seen her in basketball last year as a freshman and in volleyball, our volleyball coverage that so many of you responded so positively to. Year one of that. We've never brought you more sports on radio and YouTube with the video capacity. And thank you so much for your positive reception. Killeen for three. Front iron, no good. Rebound, Stevens Point. Ashley Miller with it. Cross the timeline, right baseline. They come penetrating, swing it around on the outside. Three-point attempt from long range is good. And Ellie Strong gets the three, and it's a 5-0 Stevens Point lead. Cards have had some chances, just not falling for them, as Killeen's going to go on the left wing, lay it up and in for the first two for Chippewa.
Killeen for two.
First two for the Cardinals as Malia Killeen getting her first two on the night, and a 5-2 game with 14:45 left here, first half. And Stevens Point trying to run the offense with Lydia Johnson, a 5'11 senior, And a three-point again, a long-range shot. Jada Soibert, no good. Cards with the rebound. Out of there with it, trailing 5-2. One three-pointer away from tying this game inside of 14 and a half to go in the first half. Back door and the cut, getting it no good. Blocked that time on Heppner. Out of there with it, the Cards, but they're going to throw it away, unfortunately, for their fourth turnover with 14-14 left here, first half. Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. All right, a 5-2 Stevens Point lead on the dribble. Jada Soibert, their leading scorer at 24 and a half a game. Right side, three-pointer off the front iron. No good for Soibert. The left-hander out of bounds. It'll stay Stevens Point ball with 14:01 to go. First half. Video producer Sam Aberle, thanks for making the trip with us, Sam. And radio producer Zach Wycheck tonight. Doubleheader going on. McDonald girls against Kadach. Catch that on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And also, that's the broadcast on the Wogo Facebook page tonight as well. We're on YouTube for our video and, of course, the radio, the live stream on Wogo.com. All right, Stevens Point with a 5-2 lead. Slow start. They haven't played in a while. Cards, of course, played Tuesday way up at Superior. Logged a lot of miles this week. And there she is, all way into the game now. Can't miss her, the 6'2 sophomore. Just inside the free throw line. Little contact with McKenna Wood. McKenna's tall at 5'11", but she gives up 3 inches to the taller Awe, who looks down low, fires her teammate Soibert for two. So Soibert for two, they work good together, and it's a 7-2 Stevens Point lead. Cardinal basketball as they bring it across the timeline. Tenley Anderson to Killeen down low. McKenna Wood blocked and out of bounds. We're going to call a whistle and a foul on Awe. First personal, second team on the Panthers with 13:20 to go here in the first half. Get the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. Gibson'sWaterCare.com. First free throw is good for McKenna Wood. Her first point, well, from the free throw line, she did have the only field goal for the Cards. A 58.3% shooter at the line. Her offense continues to improve. Second one off the round and in. Nice soft touch for McKenna Wood, making it a 7-4 game. So Cards fighting strong here early, 13:15 to go first half. Wow, how impressive is Awe. She brings the ball up like a guard. And a three-pointer from the right corner is good. Stevens Point, Mia Abiad off the bench, the 5'4 junior, the second three for Point. They lead it 10-4. Cardinals now. Steele. Pass from Killeen, intercepted right away, going to lay it up and in. Soibert, two more. She's got six, and it's a 12-4 Stevens Point lead, and that quickly, they can hurt you like that. I believe the Cardinals' fifth turnover there. There's Tenley Anderson for three and makes it a 12-7 game. So just like that, 12-7, they had led 12-4 as the Cards take it away. Third turnover for Stevens Point as across the timeline, they work it in the left corner to Heppner. On top, Killeen. Goes right side, Tenley Anderson, another three-pointer, airballs this one. Rebound down to Stevens Point. Tenley had four threes in the win the other night for Chippewa. Going right baseline underneath the basket on the reverse. No good. Stevens Point with the rebound. Cards fight for it. McKenna Wood out of there with it. Good job by McKenna. Still a 12-7 ball game inside of 12 minutes. The first sixth of this game is over. The first third of the first half. Nice pass. Killeen down low for two to Tenley Anderson. Sweet pass. So Killeen, again, taking full advantage of this opportunity to start tonight. And, again, showing her confidence, willing to shoot, and good court awareness. But there's the three from Awe and her range on display right there as they answer. And just like Chahad got within three, but just like that, Stevens Point with their third three of the night from as many different players is a missed shot by the Cardinals at the other end. And rebound coming away, and Stevens Point wants to run. They're going to go right by. It looks like a near travel, and out of bounds to Stevens Point with 11:17 to go here, first half. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Inbounding now, Stevens Point, number 20, Ellie Strong, the 5'7 senior. They work it around on top to Soibert. Right side back to Strong. on top, getting it to Harper Robinson in off the bench. Three-point attempt is no good for Abiyad, who hit one earlier, and the rebound down to the Cards. And we're going to get a timeout, Chippewa Falls. It's Cameron Rossano got it. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute. Chi High on the road at Stevens Point, fighting hard. Down six with 11:01 to go, first half.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Chi-High trailing 15-9, 11:01 to go first half, but you can be proud of the way they're playing. They're giving their all. You know, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players, they know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Chi-High down by six, but the Cardinals with the basketball after that full timeout. Five turnovers for Chi-High, three for Stevens Point. Cards are playing strong. Double team on top. There's the steal. And then a collision at midcourt as the Cards get it right back. And then a travel is called on Heppner. So it was a Cardinal turnover, a Stevens Point turnover, and then a Cardinal turnover. Feels like a bakery. You want an apple, a cherry, or a blueberry turnover. All right. You can only use that joke once per game. So, Stevens Point with it now. Up by six. They've led by as many as eight. Deep left corner, wide open three, and an air ball miss. No good for Callie Standifer, but Stevens Point with the rebound. Cards got to step out of those threes. There's a good deflection by Reisinger, and the Cardinals come out of there with it. Fifth turnover already for Stevens Point. Shot put up, whistle, and a foul as Tenley Anderson going to go to the line where Tenley shooting 61.5%, I believe, on the season. And check those numbers and my reading of it here for you. Is the first free throw no good? Anderson, yeah, that's correct, 61.5. All right. I take it off the sheet and write it down, but if you can't read the writing, it's a problem. You know, lawyer's not known for having good handwriting. I'm not a lawyer. That can't be my excuse. Anderson misses the first, hits the second, 15-10. Cardinals hanging right in there. 10:25 to go, first half. Minus Jillian Wick, and always going to shoot and hit her second three. Wow. You know, today's big man or big woman is a good outside shooter no matter how tall you are. Check Victor Wembanyama for the Spurs, 11-game winning streak. And, wow, always 6'2", and she is she can bring it up like a guard. And, wow, impressed with her three-point shooting ability. As the Cards now struggle and then turn it over on a pass by Anderson. And here comes the pointers, up 18-10. Alway another three, and she'll just shoot it over you. And then rebound coming out of there with it, Stevens Point. Standifer, they work it around on the outside. And now another open three is off the front iron. No for Abiyad. And out of bounds and a foul, I think, on Stevens Point. And it's going to be Cardinal basketball. Foul on pursuit of the
number 22, Harper Robinson.
22, so Harper Robinson, first personal. And the fifth team foul. Just checking Alway in terms of from three-point percentage for Leah Alway. Her field goal percentage, 49.6. Her three-point was 27, but she's looking better than that so far. She's drained a couple of those already in this 18-10 game. Cards struggling with the ball near midcourt, and they lose it over and back for their ninth turnover. Smiles in Motion, Pediatric Dentistry, a dental office created just for kids. Smiles in Motion has locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory, SIM, forkids.com. Stevens Point ball as they lead it 18-10. Try to keep it under double digits if you can, Lady Cards. They work it down low, double, triple team. The Cards now open shooter in the left corner. No good, but rebound all way, left hand puts it in. She's a righty. She used her left hand. She's got a lot of skills. Boy, she's a rising star in girls high school basketball here, just a sophomore. There's the scoop pass down low for Killeen, but couldn't quite make the connection. 10th Cardinal turnover. Stevens point to the other end, and a travel called on Awe. 6th Stevens point turnover with 8:54 left first half. So we're at the midway point of half number one. Stevens point leading it 20-10. That is their biggest lead at 10. They had led by 8 earlier at 12-4. So Anderson and Heppner in the backcourt with Killeen and Wood and Rosado for Chippewa Falls. Cards obviously hard to keep up with Stevens Point offensively. So many three-point shooters, and then Awe, just the skills she has inside and out. Heppner down low, and they're going to, oh, just missed. A nice play that would have been, but just didn't go for the Lady Cards, who now 8.5 minutes to go, down by 10, back on defense now. And there's the ball dribbled off of somebody's foot and out of bounds. It's going to stay Stevens Point basketball. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics. Stevens Point looks to get it in. Awe, again, she makes a great target. Long three-pointer for one of the players more diminutive, Abiyad, only 5'4". And Cards out of there with the rebound, but now they're going to be fought for, and struggling to bring it up is Tenley Anderson. She'll get a screen from Heppner and get it across the timeline. Stick around with us at halftime, get you caught up on the stats and everything else going on here on this Friday night. Some highlights from the first half. Whistle and a foul as Heppner going right baseline. Stops the clock with 7:59 in the first half, and the Cards down 20-10. And the second foul on Awe, so yeah, get her in foul trouble, the 6'2 sophomore. Sixth team foul on Stevens Point. First one from Heppner is off the front iron, no good. Emma, a 56.7% free throw shooter, averaging just under 4 points per game for the Cards, stepped into the starting role when her sister Claire went down with the torn ACL. Wish Claire the best. She's with the team tonight, as Jillian Wick not. She's under the weather. So 1-for-2 at the line for Heppner. Missed the first, hit the second. And 22-11 game now as the Panthers look to add, and they love their three-pointer. McKenna Wood gets the rebound off the miss from Ellie Strong and then tied up. And the possession arrow is, again, the Stevens Point, a lot of confidence and saying, hey, we're gonna go after you. And so the Cardinals, I guess, losing the possession arrow. I don't know. You want to maybe get it off if McKenna Wood, what she might have done. And no, Cards will keep the basketball, but they lose that arrow now. Now it's against some pressure here, and Rosanos, just short of the timeline, gets it across to Tenley Anderson. She finds a teammate right side, Heppner for two. 20-13, and Heppner has 3 points for the Cards. Another highlight for halftime and postgame here on WOGO as Cards sneak back within seven at 20-13, fighting strong with under 7.5 to go first half. And this team has continued to grow here during the season. I'm getting a spam call. No, thank you. And three-point attempt again. It's about all they shoot, and that one missed by Soibert, their leading scorer, who the Cards have limited to 6 points. She averages over 24 a game. Cardinals now a chance to cut this seven-point lead. Chippewa, right side. Killeen behind the three-point line on the right wing. Had the ball reached in and knocked out of bounds by Johnson. Again, 16 fouls to just one for Chippewa. So Stevens Point, one foul away from putting the Cards at the free throw line as Tenley Anderson looks to get it in, the 5'7 sophomore. They were impressed with her up at Superior the other night. Some of the broadcasters saying, you got a good player there, and Tenley Anderson. And yeah, we know it. Thank you very much. Tenley had 19 in that win the other night. And the foul goes on number four, Lydia Johnson. And for Johnson, her first, the seventh team foul sends Killeen to the free throw line, where Killeen is a 75% free throw shooter on the season. She missed her two earlier. I think I put those in Michaela, in McKenna Woods category. And so she misses that third free throw. And now, Awe, it was a 1-1. So if you miss the first, you don't get the second until you get to the double bonus. Then you just get two. And there's the three-pointer by Soibert. No good, but always in the deep right corner to rebound it for the Panthers. trying to build on their 7-point lead, and she'll toss it to Seibert for two, and the foul, the hoop and the harm. Alway again, tracking down the rebound. She's a good passer to go with her shooting and rebounding, and find Seibert. Yeah, the pair of them averaging about 43 points a game for Stevens Point. And Seibert to the line where she's a 73.6% free throw shooter. She drains it. She's got 9, 23 to 13, so back to a 10-point lead for Stevens Point. All right, stick around, Lady Cards. Across the timeline, Anderson, bounce pass to Colleen, but it went out of bounds. 11th Cardinal turnover to 6 for Stevens Point. Again, 10 points, but the goal would be try to get to the half to have it in the single digits, I'd say. But missed opportunity on even getting a shot off there that possession. So, all right, Cardinals trying to step it up here defensively. Good block down low by Heppner. But Stevens Point reloads just inside the free throw line. Alway, two more. She's got 10 off the bench for Coach McCarville and the Panthers. Across the timeline, Anderson. Now she's in that trap in the double team. And Chahai called a timeout in the nick of time. We'll take a one-minute break. Back in 60, Chahai down 12 with the ball at WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Leah always stealing the ball from the Cards, but as she brought it down the court, Emma Heppner knocking it away from her. Stevens Point with it. 6 minutes to go. We're two-thirds through the first half with the Panthers leading it 25-13 here on WOGO. And the missed three-pointer from the left corner by Ellie Strong out of bounds to Chippewa. The Cards down by 12, their biggest deficit of the night. And Tinley Anderson now into the forecourt for Chippewa, just inside the three-point line. Again, getting used to being harassed and double-teamed. Three-pointer, Colleen, off the rim, no good, and it falls in. Oh, they're going to wave it off because it hit the basket support. So Malia almost for that one, but they're going to wave it off for her. Inside of 5.5 to go here, first half, and Stevens Point deliberate in their approach here against the Cardinals' 3-2 zone. A lot of dribbling out on top for Ellie Strong, the 5'7 senior. Stevens Point, one of the teams gunning for the state title this year. And cutting through the defense, Seibert, no good, and the rebound down to the Cards. Emily Hofacker, the 6'1 junior, in off the bench. So bringing some tall timber in there is Coach Becca Bestel. Anderson goes right side to Reisinger. Reisinger, tough cross-court pass. She gets it to Anderson on the far side, and she'll reset the offense for Chippewa. On top, Hofacker. Emily matched by Alway. 4:48 left first half. 25-13. Cards could use a three to cut this thing to 9. I'm sorry, yeah, Hofacker fell down and then gets back up, and then Stevens Point with the steal. 13th Cardinal turnover. To the other end, racing in for the layup. Missed. No good by the Panthers' Ellie Strong, and Chaya out of there with it. Tenley Anderson on top. She'll work it to Heppner. Right side, Reisinger. No good. Rebound, Panthers. It's been a long, cold spell for the Cards. Been stuck on 13 for a while now. Foul from behind on Reisinger before the shot. Only the second team foul on the Cards here in the half.
Her first team third into the game for the Panthers.
The third team foul.
And number 22, Harper Robinson.
And that one is on Reisinger, her first, the third team foul, as Hofacker will take a seat for the Cards and set the Chahai lineup with Reisinger and Heppner and Tenley Anderson. And also McKenna Wood and Malia Killeen for the Cardinals is the Panther turnover. They're seven. All right, so I think the bottom line, the Cards need some more offense. That's the thing, if they can try to work against this Stevens Point defense. Needing some scoring here, somehow, some way. Heppner penetrate, has the pass deflected and stolen away. By who else? Leah Alway into the forecourt. She's fun to watch, folks. And there's the three-pointer, no good for Soibert. Alway gets the rebound, turn around, puts it in.
Alway for two.
So she's had a terrific night off the bench, 12 points, didn't even start. It's 27-13. Cards more than doubled up now. Killeen on the far side. Again, if they're overplaying you, hopefully maybe try to go back door or set a screen or a travel is called. 15th turnover on the Cards, 7 for Stevens Point. So more than doubled in points and more than twice as many turnovers for Chi High here. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at RizgalaPlumbing.com. That's Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Call the pros at Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Soibert for two more, and she's having her usual big half with 11. Again, the lack of points really hurting Chai. That sounded so obvious. It's the, but not even getting shots off on multiple possessions here. 16th turnover. And cutting through the defense, Soibert misses the shot. But Stevens Point coming away with the rebound. And now the long three-pointer off glass. No good. Missed that time by Ashley Miller, the 5'11 senior. Chai out with it. Tenley Anderson had one free throw. So I have her, unless I'm wrong, I have her for no field goals so far. She had the one free throw only. So, again, just 13 points for Chi High. McKenna Wood going to drive through traffic. Missed that shot. A good shot. High percentage shot. And now Alway takes it the other way. All the way by. And the layup is good. So Alway and Soibert, just like the statistics would have indicated, they're the ones taking care of business here against the Cards in this one tonight. Get used to those fancy scoreboards like we have multiple places that's got an indication like at Chai last night where all the players are up there and you see what they have. The dribbling violation against Chippewa. So there's too many turnovers, some unforced, some maybe created by the defensive pressure, but 17 turnovers to 7, kind of the story of the game as the Cards trail at 31-13. We're hanging around for a while, but getting away from them here, down by 18, and Stevens Point's going to fire away on an air ball three by Abiad. And out of bounds, the Panthers will keep it. 1:56 to go here in this first half. And the Panthers to inbound it underneath the basket. And they get it to Soibert, whistle, and a foul on Soibert to the line where she's a 73%, 73.6% free throw shooter. Wood gets her second.
The Panthers, number five, Jada Soibert, to shoot two.
So, yeah, my statistic's a little bit short, so I haven't have to find a way during our halftime to work my way down and check the official scorebook here. As Soibert missing the first. We'll get a second. And she's got her 12th point of the night. So 32-13. Cardinals could use some offensive production, and there's the pass. Too far for Willa Reisinger, and nothing's going right for the Lady Cards at the moment. Started well and played pretty evenly for a while, but right now 32-13 with 1:45, just over 100 seconds left here in this first half, as Soibert cuts inside of the free throw line, kicks it out for the open three, which seems to be there pretty regularly. Abiad missed it. She has been missing. She's had just the one three so far. Whistle and a foul in pursuit of the rebound. And on Reisinger, second one on Willa, one of the four Cardinal seniors, and Wood will check out in favor of Macy Goki now, one of the fourth senior. Of course, two of them not with the Cards tonight. Jillian Wick and Wick not playing. Claire Heppner's here but not playing with the knee injury. Three-point attempt, Soibert, no good. Fighting for the rebound, out of bounds. It's going to stay Stevens Point basketball with 1:28 to go. First half. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And Liz Thompson, the 5'10 freshman, number zero, checking in for the Cards. And a whistle and a foul down low as Harper Robinson coming into traffic, the 5'8 Stevens Point senior. So Robinson at the line, the Macy Gokey first personal and the sixth team foul, and the free throw no good from Robinson. 32-13. Boy, I have it that it was 20-13, so it's a 12-0 run for Stevens Point, and the next one is good. Tenley Anderson now across the timeline for the Cards, and there was contact on the reach-in, and that's going to send Tenley to the line as Abiad commits the foul with 1:21 to go first half. Second one for the 5'4 junior for the Panthers, and their 18th foul since Anderson to the line, where she is one of two on the night. Tenley had the four threes and 19 points the other night against Superior, but it's a much tougher opponent here tonight. First free throw is on the money for Anderson. And I think if memory serves, she did have I want to say she had a three-pointer earlier that I somehow did not write down. The second one is a swish as well, so I believe that's the case. That would give her 6 points. And the Cardinals down 33-15 here with a minute 15, 75 seconds left in this first half. Stevens Point with the ball and an 18-point lead. They look inside, then they work it out. Three-point attempt is swish for Abiad, her second of the night. Biggest lead of the night at 36-15. 21 now. They had led by 20 prior. Cards, we captured some highlights earlier, but it's been a while since we've had one to capture. As Goki out on top gets double-teamed, Macy cutting through, and she traveled. She kind of switched her pivot feet there for the Cardinals' 19th turnover with 46.3 seconds left in the half. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, Mary Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Appreciated Dave, our color analyst last night. The Chihai boys lost in the regular season finale to New Richmond. There's the three-point attempt by Abiad, no good. Goki out of there with the rebound with the Cardinals. Okay. She gets it in the backcourt to Rosano. I was worried she was going to switch pivot feet again, but she dribbled. Across the timeline, Anderson. 22 seconds left in the half. Be nice to get a hoop here before halftime. Cards down 21, 36-15. Anderson, 15 seconds. On top, Rosano. Work it right side to Liz Thompson. Thompson intended for Goki. Out of bounds. Cardinal turnover number 20 with 9.8 seconds left here in this first half. We'll be taking a 3.5-minute break at the start of the half in just a few seconds. Across the timeline, they'll look for a teammate, try not to get an over and back. Stevens Point hold it for one shot here, right corner. Somebody's going to take it, and there's the shot up, a two-point attempt. No good, a rare two-point attempt, Ellie Strong. Halftime, our score, Stevens Point 36, Chippewa Falls 15. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. Back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc.
has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
36-15, the Cards in a hole at halftime here at Stevens Point, the girls Division I regional final on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson with our video producer Sam Aberley and our radio producer Zach Wycheck. Well, whatever your ing, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Also, got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet. And recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Halftime, the way that this game unfolded, early competitive. Stevens Point leading 5-2, but again, up 7-2. Chai got a 3, made it 7-4. Down 12-4, the Cardinals rallied to make it 12-9. But slowly and surely, Chai's 20 turnovers was just too much to overcome. Stevens Point had a few early, but they were able to slow it down. And when Alway came in off the bench, wow, there's not a better sixth person off the bench for any girls team in the state than Leah Alway, if that is the case, the 6'2 sophomore who can do it inside and out and does so much so well. And Stevens Point leads it. Scoring looked like this for the Cardinals. McKenna Wood with 4 points. A field goal and 2 free throws, 3 for Emma Heppner, 8 points for Tenley Anderson. Those are the 3 who have scored for the Cards. Meanwhile, for Stevens Point, Alway with 14, 12 for Soibert. There we go. We said they're good for 43 a game. They've got 26 tonight. 6 for Abiad, 3 for Strong, and a free throw for Harper Robinson. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths in Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. We'll try to bring in some highlights when we come back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi-High Girls Basketball Tournament Action on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/savehsa. Insured by NCUA.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Across the timeline, right baseline, they come penetrating, swing it around on the outside. Three-point attempt from long range is good, and Ellie Strong gets the three, and it's a 5-0 Stevens Point lead. Cards have had some chances, just not. That's not the highlight that I would have been after, actually, so we'll have to scratch that one. Let's try another here. Point, they lead it 10-4. Cardinals now. Steal. Pass from Colleen, intercepted right away, going to lay it up and in. Soybert, two more. Okay, well, those didn't work. Scratch that. I don't know. I thought we had some highlights, but let's get to the second half here on WOGO Sports. And the three-point attempt for the Panthers, no good, but they get the offensive rebound and continue on with it. Let's scratch those first two highlights, see if we had anything else from the first half. And there's Alway, and in and out, no good on the three-point attempt, fighting for the rebound, Stevens Point. I don't know, it's early on, I like the Cardinals' aggressiveness, but it seems to have dried up a little bit as Soybert's going to drive right down Main Street and get the two, and she ties Alway at 14 now, and it's Stevens Point in total command, 38-15, biggest lead of the night at 23. Cross-court pass from Reisinger, intercepted, 21st turnover for the Cards. They're going to lay it up and get the deuce at the other end. And that is Jayla Mabon, her first two of the night, makes it 40-15. So the Cards in the biggest hole they've been in all evening now. And the foul is going to go on Stevens Point, number three, Alway. Third personal on Alway, so that's a positive. But out of there with it, the Panthers now. Working it around on the outside. Penetration, Alway, top of the key. She is a fun player to watch, and as this tournament goes on, you almost hope they can get to state so the whole state can see her. And it misses on the layup as I compliment her. So announcers jinx. I mean, it wouldn't be a jinx. It worked. You compliment the opponent, and then maybe they misfire. All right. Stevens Point in the zone defense now, and the Cardinals toss it right to them, but off of them and out of bounds. And it gives me a chance to tell you that look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on WOGO Sports social media. Colleen's going to miss the three-point attempt, followed up by Wood, no good, and Soibert out of there with it. We'll wait and tell you about Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week in a moment when we get a better chance. And out of bounds on the miss, and it'll be Chai basketball. Here we go. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Wovo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, Cardinal ball. Haven't scored in the first 2 minutes of this second half. Anderson, come on, where's the foul on that? The defender comes up and just collides with her. How is that not a foul on Jayla Mabon with 15:59 left here in regulation? And I don't know what the call was because they stopped the clock. They didn't put a foul on the board. And now the Cardinals turn it over. Anderson was dribbling out near midcourt. Mabon came and collided with her. I have no idea how that's not a foul. But anyhow, the one foul in the half was on Alway. So I have no idea what the call was. Chai got it and then the turnover. So I don't know. It seems like they've struggled more here. Remembering a... there's the three-point attempt and swish.
Strong.
Yeah, and she's strong on the three. That's her second of the night for Ellie Strong. She's got six, the 5'7 senior. And Stevens Point having their way, leading at 43-15. Wasn't trending this way early. Cards fought strong early. Anderson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Alway. Down the floor, Strong. She'll cut inside two-point territory. Alway says, let me shoot the three. She'll miss. And the rebound up and in for Soibert. I don't know. Soibert is listed as a 5'10 junior. She seems to play like a guard. She's got 16, though, and her and Alway with 30. And there's the kick on Mabon, the defender, out on top. So, again, halftime was 36-15. Stevens Point's outscored Chai-Hai 9-0 here in the second half. And I wonder if concentration is a factor. It's a 30-point game right now. But you just keep wanting to try to do your best. 23rd turnover for the Cards. Soibert cuts through traffic. The lefty puts it up and draws the foul with 14:57 to go. Well, we were concerned there might be the potential of a running clock. And that is, even in the postseason, if it's a difference of 40 points from 9 minutes and less, and they're charging toward that right now, for sure, Stevens Point is. If Chai's not scoring, and they're not, as the first free throw is good for Soibert, and Stevens Point continues to score at the proclivity they are, it's now a 31-point lead. Now, no running clock concerns until 9 minutes, and that's still 6 minutes away. Second one for Soibert is good. And she's really loading it up. She's got six here, and that, you can see where she scores the 24.5 a game. She's a scorer. And there's the pass intended for Colleen on the near side and the Cardinal turnover. So 24 of those for Chai-Hai compared to the seven. Stevens Point has had no second half turnovers. They really had fewer and fewer as the first half was going along. Stelter Incorporated works hard every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. And always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Alway on the right baseline. She'll take it around on top. I had wondered earlier when she didn't start what was up with that, because clearly her ability would indicate she's a starter. And on the left baseline, the ball is out of bounds to the Panthers with 14:26 to go. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliance and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Air ball miss, and Soibert throws it off of Rossano and out of bounds. It'll stay chi high. It'll be a Stevens Point basketball. 47-15 Panthers. They've outscored the Cards 11-0 here in the second half. Whistle and a foul and two shots for the Panthers with 14-19 to go. Stick around later. We will have the post-class post-game show. Coach Bestel is great at joining us. Win, lose, or draw. You don't draw much. It's not hockey. And so first free throw, no good. Well, I think maybe it's the pro ranks who, and even that, I have to say more and more, it seems I don't see hockey ties. Maybe they figure out how to deal with that. Soibert missed the first one. Second one, no good as well. And Stevens Point sneaks out of there with the rebound. And the Panthers with it now with Lydia Johnson. The far side to Alway. Leah, just a sophomore, 6'2 sophomore. Deep left corner, she'll take the three, and she's a little cold the second half. She, you know, I said her percentage was in the 20s, and I wasn't believing it the way she was draining those threes earlier. But 47-15, let's see if the Cards can score here in the second half. They haven't so far, and Alway steals. Is she going to slam it? No, left-handed layup will do. Her first two of the second half, she's got 16. And it's 49-15, 34-point lead for Stevens Point. Tenley Anderson's pass intended for Rossano is stolen away. And at the other end, Soibert gets fouled with 13:31 to go. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. First free throw, no good for Soibert. I mean, she just is in the mix all the time. That's three straight free throws missed for her. 73.6% free throw shooter. And Anderson checking out in favor of Emily Hofacker, the 6'1 junior. And Macy Goki checking back out as well. So Rossano with Hofacker now. And the next one is good for Soibert. So she snaps that three missed free throw streak. The Cardinals also bringing Kylie Kolinsky, a 5'6 freshman, in to provide a little bit of a spark here. And Rossano on the far side picks up her dribble. Reisinger to try to break this scoreless streak in the second half. Misses the shot out of bounds to Stevens Point. So we're almost 5 minutes into the second half, and the Cards still scoreless. No field goals, no free throws made, no free throws attempted. There been a good amount of turnovers. I think we've got about, what, six or so in this, five or six here in the second half. Uh-oh, okay. She's just down briefly, Leah Alway. She gets her fourth personal foul, so maybe one of the concerns of her not starting is I don't know how prone she is to foul trouble, but that is her fourth. And she will check out with the four fouls. So the Cardinals down 50-15, down by 35. Running clock potential at 9 minutes. There's the pass to Rossano on the far side to Kolinsky. See a lot more of her in the years to come. Just a 5'6 freshman. And the pass down low, they try to get it to Liz Thompson, another 5'10 freshman, giving some even, you know, you got some sophomores in Tenley Anderson, but now going to the deeper in the bench, going even younger than Tenley, the sophomore, as the Cards turn it over for the 26th time tonight. And the shot no good, and the Cardinals out of there with the rebound. Willa Reisinger, and her pass, though, stolen away. And then the Cards get it away. That's the first turnover for Stevens Point in a while, and then knocked away from Rossano, breaking down the floor with 12:20 to go. And so Soibert, with a smile on her face, handing the ball to the ref. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, And there's an over and back on the Cardinals. My concern here as a broadcaster with commercials, and we did our best in the pregame and halftime, is nobody's calling timeout and nobody will, and we'll have a running clock. And so, okay, but nobody's calling timeout, so it is what it is. 50-15 with 12:14 to go. Why would you, I guess? Inside the three-point line, they're going to try to work it down low, and good defense by the Cardinals getting it out of there. Both teams going deeper into their bench now. And a whistle and a foul, 22, and Harper Robinson for the Panthers, second personal and the third team foul in this 50-15 affair. And into the forecourt now, Kalinske. And Reisinger. Reisinger deflected. Pass intended for Killeen, out of bounds. Shahai will keep it with 11:54 left here in the game. Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Killeen going to put one up off the back iron. No good. McKenna Wood. Again, Cards still looking for their first points of the second half. They've been shut out for more than 6 minutes. Played pretty evenly with Stevens Point early. It was 12-9. Like that score, 15-10. It was 20-13. But at that point, that's where Stevens Point went on a big run and made it 36-15, really. So outscored the Cards 16-2 at the waning moments of the first half. And so the third foul on McKenna Wood with 11:31 to go here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 5 in front of 8 o'clock. And there's the inbounds pass and stolen away by the Cardinals. 9th turnover for Stevens Point. The layup is good for Chippewa and Malia Killeen for 2. So Killeen off the break. First field goal of the game for Malia, but didn't have time to set that highlight as well as I would have liked. But we will note that and see what we can do with that.
Cardinal foul on number 24, Willa Reisinger.
Willa Reisinger with the foul, her third, and for the Cards, their fourth team foul. And there's the three-point attempt. No good from the outside by Leah Alway, who's still out there despite the 33-point lead. Cards have gone deep into their bench here, though. And there's the three-point attempt from the right side. Abiad, no good. Still another Stevens Point offensive rebound. They're going to work it to Alway down low. Double, triple teamed, able to get the turnaround and two. And Alway with 18 now at Stevens Point, leading at 52-17. Killeen on the right wing to Reisinger, getting double teamed there for Chippewa Falls. And a timeout. Becca Spaeth, we're back in 90 seconds. This is Cardinal Hoops on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Malia Killeen fouled, driving toward the lane with 10:34 left, and the foul going on Stander for her first. Killeen to the line where she's a 58.3% shooter. It's been 0 for 3 from the stripe tonight. First one is good. Apparently she had missed the first one, I guess. So, no, she hit them both. What am I saying? She hit them both. Okay. 52-19 game. So the Cards back within 33. That running clock, a potential at 9 minutes again for. We'll set the Chahai lineup for you in the zone defense here. It looks like a 3-2, a shot right side. Alway, no good. Rebound bumped around and out of there with it. Kalinske knocked it, didn't quite have a hand on it. And there's Alway driving, basket good. Alway with 20 now. Leah Alway, the 6'2 sophomore, the super soft. 54-19, back to a 35-point advantage. So Kalinske, the point guard, she seems natural in that particular position. Also, Colleen, now back to Kalinske on the left side. I'm sure you Cardinal JV watchers have seen a lot of her this year. And a good opportunity for her and Liz Thompson being brought up from JV as Stevens Point with the steal. The 29th turnover for the Cars, and the layup is no good at the other end. Follow-up, whistle, and a foul with 9:27 to play.
Cardinal foul on number 12, Malia Colleen.
Malia Colleen getting just her first foul of the night. I'm a Malia Colleen believer, and I believe she's going to work hard and try to bring as much as she can to this club next year. And again, losing these seniors, but a lot of girls back. Saying goodbye to, and we'll say goodbye in the post game to those seniors again, get a brief word from Coach Bestel on them. But, boy, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, juniors like Emma Heppner and Emily Hofacker going to be back. So the free throw is no good, and Kalinske with it across the timeline gets it to Colleen. Colleen down low, McKenna Wood, whistle and a foul. Blocking foul on Stevens Point with 9:18 to go. And four different subs to the scorer's table for Coach Becca Bestel. And it'll be Heppner and Anderson and Rossano and Reisinger and Goki. So five new players, just wholesale substitutions is what you refer to that as. And Tenley Anderson looking to get it in. Tenley on top to Goki. Again, the offense, just is, the defense by Stevens Point has been stifling here in the second half, and Cardinals have been held to just 4 points. One field goal and two from the line, all of them by Malia Colleen, actually. And there's the Cardinal turnover, number 30 on the night. Into the forecourt Panthers as they bring it left to right. Working it around on the outside to Harper Robinson and also Ashley Miller, 5'11 senior in there for Coach McCarville. Three-point attempt, swish, nobody on. Number 20, Ellie Strong, her third three of the night. She's got nine. 57-19, all right, up to a 38-point lead now inside of 9 minutes. Not quite the running clock, but we're two away from that now. As Chai operating just 4 points. They had 15 in the first half, but as low as that is just 4 points here in the second half. So, giving it their best effort, it was pretty even early, 12-9, even 20-13. But, boy, Stevens Point running away and hiding now. Goki down low, gets tied up by Ellie Strong. And the arrow goes Stevens Point way, so a Chahai turnover number 31. 8:16 to go. Stevens Point was the prohibitive favorite for the Cards. A couple of senior starters not with them. Jillian Wick. Hats off to her and her career here at Chi-Hi and all she's given to this team. Open three on the top is another swish, and there's the 41-point lead. Ellie Strong, three threes in the second half, fourth for the game. So we'll keep our eye. It's a 60-19 game now. So from my understanding, that would be a running clock. And there, I was looking away. I don't know if it was a missed shot or I think it was a missed shot there. And then driving at the other end and getting her own rebound and putting it in is Soibert for two more. And she continues to add to her numbers on the night as it's a 62-19 game with 7:35 to play. All Stevens Point leading it by 43 now here on WOGO. And Tenley Anderson off of, again off of a terrific game the other night. She had 19. She had 8 the first half.
Now waiting for Stevens Point area number 3.
This is just one of the teams that could win the state title here, and they're going to compete. And but they did get a bad loss late in this season against Oostburg, their fourth of the season. Oostburg, a fine, fine team. Obviously just a perennial basketball powerhouse at their own level, Oostburg. inside of 7 minutes now as the Cards, Heppner, as it, again, the Cards will maintain possession.
In the game for the Panthers, number two, Cali Standifer, number 10, Mia Avia.
Some substitutions now for Stevens Point, a number of them. And they will go with Cali Standifer. She's a 5'8 freshman. Also, you got number 10, Mia Abiad, the 5'4 junior. Always stays out there, though, the 6'2 super sophomore. As Tenley Anderson going for the Cards, you got Jayla Mabon, the 5'7 senior for Coach Janelle McCarville. Got to be pretty cool to play for a former WNBA champion, somebody who was co-player of the year back in 2001 when she led Stevens Point to state runner-up in hoops, the Cardinal turnover number 32 on the night. And Spash going with Abiad and Miller in the backcourt. And bringing it across the timeline now. Abiad, bounce pass on the right side, able to sneak that in to Robinson. Now the three-pointer out on top. They live by that three. Occasional twos, but boy, it's a good diet of three-pointers. That one didn't go, though. Just over 5.5 minutes to play as Tenley Anderson across the timeline for the Cards on the near side as they bring it right to left, heading toward that left baseline. Now she'll bring it back out on top again. And Heppner, the right wing to Reisinger. Willa, her final minutes is a Chi-High basketball player, but she's a big part of the girls' softball team. Great three-star, three-sport athlete. Whistle and a foul as Heppner going with the move toward the hoop, the 5'10 junior. Emma will be back next year. 56.7% free throw shooter. Standifer commits her second foul. 5 minutes to go, and the clock running. So this is the symbol of the running clock. Clock running at the free throw line as Heppner hits the free throw. 4 points for Heppner. All right. And the clock continues to go here as Heppner's at the free throw line. Next one is on the way, and she got him. She got them both. Emma Heppner with 5 points on the night. 62-21. Cards down by 41. I guess it's my understanding, I guess if you get it inside of 40, they would stop that running clock. The running clock is something we're much more familiar with in football, and we've seen a lot of it with McDonald football and the eight player. And there's a travel by 22 there, Harper Robinson. So just the 10th turnover for Stevens Point. It was a point that it was fairly even. Again, when the game was even early at 12-9 and even 20-13, but then Chai's turnovers just kind of continued to pile up with 32 of them and just 10 now for Stevens Point. So they've been able to rein it back in for themselves. Anderson on the left wing, coming, setting it up now. 3:50 to go in this one. 62-21. Cards with just 6 points in the second half with their 33rd turnover. Right wing. Shot. No, they bring it back on the outside now. And they dribble for Ashley Miller.
Now in the game for the Cardinals, number 32.
Maybe. I know Coach Bestel, and I know she will join us in the post game, and appreciate that about her. Win, lose, or draw, she shows up for those post game interviews. Goki is into the contest now for Hofacker. There's the three-point attempt for Stevens Point. Hits the rim, no good. And the rebound comes away to the Panthers. They've got a lot of those offensive rebounds here tonight. Too many, but just part of the recipe for success for them. And we'll keep our eye on them as this tournament goes forward. How far will they go? Are the Cards losing to the eventual girls Division I champion? We'll have to wait and see. It's a team that made it to state in volleyball, and they certainly have the capacity to do that as that clock will continue to run after the foul on Goki, her second, with now 2:45 to play and the sand going through the hourglass for the Cardinals season. As the free throw, no good for Standifer, the freshman. Cards out of there with it. Anderson into the forecourt. Great facility here, great high school, one of the bigger enrollments in all the state. Traditionally, for years, it was the high school with the largest enrollment. May still be the case. Traditionally had over 2,000, even 2,400 kids. Chai more regularly in that vicinity of 1,400, just to give you an idea. As Chai struggling with the ball, and Stevens Point comes out of there with it with just over 2 minutes to play now. Janelle McCarville with a lot to work with here with this team, and you can understand there's the missed shot in Goki coming out of there with the rebound, and a whistle and a foul with 1:56 to go, and the clock continuing to move. So Standifer gets her third personal, minute 50. Just over 100 ticks of the clock remaining on the Cardinals' season as they're going to go down, trailing 62-21 here on WDOGO. Stick with us at the post-class post-game show. Highlight this here from Coach Bestel. See if we can get an update on the McDonald game, which I'm sure is still going on. Free throw is good by Goki. Macy, a 46.2% shooter on the season. Minute 20 left in the game now as the clock continues to run. 40-point game. She could change that here. Free throw is good. Good job by Macy at the line. One of those four Cardinals seniors. Claire Heppner, the torn ACL. Jillian Wick, not even with the team, under the weather, unfortunately. So sorry, Jillian, that you couldn't have been here tonight. And obviously also Willa Reisinger and Macy Goki for the Cards, the four seniors. Coach Bestel with some great words about each of them in the pregame earlier. No, they're still running the clock, even though it's maybe it's 39 points. You don't have to keep running it. The ball's out of bounds. All right, they're going to work it down low. The shot put up, no good that time by Harper Robinson. The Cards with it. 30-plus ticks remaining as Kylie Kalinske across the timeline. Left side to Colleen. Leah with the 4 points in the game and four all in the second half. Final 20 seconds of the season now as the Cards down 62-23 here at Stevens Point. Goki, one more shot opportunity, no good. Rebound down to Harper Robinson, bringing it down the floor. Harper sizing things up, gets it right side, the final 5 seconds. And Jayla Maybon will hold it. And that's the final score, 62-23 Stevens Point. We're back at the postgame in 3.5 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832 RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, early on, it was competitive. It really was. More than I even thought it would be. But somewhere along the way, Stevens Point's dominance, their offensive capability, particularly two players, Soibert and Alway, was just too much for the Cardinals as Stevens Point goes on to the 62-23 win. Early on, I was impressed. The Cards, 7-2 made it 7-4. And down 10-4, they actually, and down 12-4 even, they crept back out of 5-0 run to make it 12-9. They were at 20-13, actually, but then that's when it got away from them as Stevens Point scored. And I need to say that this is the post-class post-game show here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Yes, and so that is what was happening, that 20-13, and then it a 16-2 run the rest of the half. And then it seemed like in the second half it was just a different Cardinal team. Mental fatigue, maybe, what have you. Again, the second long bus trip of the week. I mean, you had to go to Superior and back, a couple of days of school, and then you got this one here. And, again, I was impressed early without Jillian Wick that they were continuing to fight hard. They really were. And turnovers were somewhat even, but it really ended up quite different, as we'll get to in the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Second half, Stevens Point continued to outscore the Cards. They did 26-8, and they get the victory 62-23 with that running clock happening in the waning part of this contest with that 40-point difference, something that brings that into being. We are hoping for Coach Becca Bestel. I think that's a possibility. I know we talked earlier. I was glad we did get in the tributes earlier to. I did not save the interview, so it's not like we're going to re-air that. But she did have some wonderful and kind words about each of her four seniors. And so I'm hoping Coach Bestel will remember us. In the meantime, we'll get to that Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap when we come back. Let's take another 3-minute timeout. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Well, McDonald is up over Cadott. It looked like 69-55. They're in a commercial break right now on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on the Wogo Facebook page. But Chippewa Falls, McDonald up on Cadott, and see if we can get just briefly back to the an update there. And should they win, they would be in action tomorrow night. We'll set that scene for you as things develop. But right now in the post-glass post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Again, hoping for Coach Bestel. Don't see her out here at all. I've known her since calling her games when she was a high schooler at Chi High many moons ago. And so we'll keep our eye out for her in a post-game sense. But time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since way back in 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. All right, well, one of the big numbers tonight, 34 turnovers for the Cards unofficially to just 10 for Stevens Point. It was somewhat close early. It really was. Check the beginning of this. It just was, and 20-13 still felt competitive, but what you didn't want was just 12 inches of snow on the driveway. You didn't want to just be outscored 16-2. That's what happened, and it just changed the complexity of this game. It made it 36-15, and then Stevens Point continued to pile on in the second half, scoring the first 14 points before the Cards scored at all, and ultimately just kind of blew this thing wide open. Other individual numbers on the night, and we're going to get Becca Bestel here putting the headset on. Let me just finish the Holly Bovee stats. You know, name recap. We had unofficially tonight 4 for McKenna Wood all in the first half, 4 for Malia Colleen all in the second half, 5 for Emma Heppner, 8 for Tenley Anderson all in the first half, and 2 for Macy Gokey. Meanwhile, for Stevens Point, 20 for Leah Alway, and we knew that Alway and Soibert would be a big problem, and they were, and 21. So they were actually under their average of about 43. They were at 41. 6 for Abiad, 12 for Strong, a free throw for Robinson, and 2 for Jayla Mabon. That is the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Again, find Holly on Facebook. Becca Bestel. What I was saying is, early on, I really felt like this was, I was impressed of how even the game was for so long.
Yeah, the girls came out and played well. Honestly, defensively, we played really solid. I mean, we rolled the dice on their three-point shooters. I mean, clearly, because they hit a ton of them, especially from our bottom corner. That's clearly the weakness in our zone, but they boarded out of it, which is what we talked about. And then, I mean, honestly, in the first half, we had too many unforced turnovers. There was a lot of turnovers where we bobbled the ball, we looked nervous, we threw it out of bounds. I think that kind of deflated us a little bit, but I was proud of how we played in the first probably 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, from 12-4 to 12-9 and even 20-13. And then they outscore you 16-2 the rest of the half, and then it's just 36-50. Yep. And then the second half, your girls, it was just a different mental fatigue or whatever at that point.
Yeah, I mean, at that point. I mean, I don't know if anyone really had a whole lot of hope for anything close tonight necessarily. Mm-hmm. But they went out there and we played hard. I mean, obviously they've got Awe and Soibert,
right,
and those two kids are so good. But
no, this is a team that could win the state title. I mean, they dropped from 2-4 just because of a loss to Oostburg. But I mean, mm-hmm, talking to Janelle McCarville, mm-hmm, I mean, wow, what a privilege, I know, to coach against her, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I played against her in high school.
Okay.
And because she went here and I went to Chi High. And she's a great person and coaches those kids hard and coaches those kids well. I mean, I think I looked at my assistant. I'm like, I think they've run a different out of bounds play every time they've done it. I mean, they're well prepared.
Yeah.
And they will be. I think this team is going to go really deep in the tournament. So,
yeah.
I mean, I am proud of how we played against them, especially at the beginning of the game. But like you said, I think we held them under their average, right?
Yeah.
We'll take that.
For those leading scores, they were under the average. So, but again, I think as you look ahead to, we'll get a word about the seniors, but mm-hmm, looking ahead, we'll close with that. But I think, you know, there was a lot, like, I was liking that first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know what, that's what you can build on, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our young kids have really come a long way this season. I mean, we've got a couple of them in the starting lineup, and our JV team had a really successful season. I think they only lost 4 or 5 games, mm-hmm, total. And those games were all close. And so we have the pieces to continue to grow from here. I mean, we went from 1 win last year to 8 this year. And we're hoping to continue to climb on that.
So absolutely.
Our youth is definitely where we need it to be.
Well, you gave it to us in the pregame, but just a brief word about each of the seniors, if you would. I know that, first of all, Jillian Wick, under the weather, unfortunately, not able to play, not even to be with the team tonight.
Yeah, we missed her tonight, not just on the floor, but just, I mean, watching my seniors and their attitude and how they've come in. They have done so much for this team. They've come in with the right attitude. They've trusted us. They've done what we've asked. And to not have Jill here tonight is really, really hard.
Mm,
and so that was a tough one.
Yeah, for sure. And then also the Macy Goki.
Yeah, Macy is phenomenal. I mean, she's got such a good attitude about everything. She keeps it light. She keeps it fun. And she goes in there and plays hard. And I said that before the game, but I love her to death.
She got a couple of free throws at the end. That was fantastic.
She did. That was good.
Willa Reisinger, great athlete. We'll see her in softball again. Terrific three-sport athlete. But you said she was your most improved player.
Oh, absolutely. She, this year, I mean, I don't know if I've seen a girl mature as much as she's matured in the last year. She's really come around, not just in basketball, but just in general, in school. She's a leader in school. She runs some clubs, and she is the type of person that you want all your seniors to be.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And finally, Claire Heppner, feel for her with the injury here, latter mm-hmm. part of the season, but she was with the team tonight.
Yeah, and she brings our intensity. She always has. Even from the bench, she's bringing her intensity. Sometimes I have to turn around and tell her to cool it back there. But she's the reason that we were able to move as far as we did this year, because she came into practice every day and just gave it her all. And it just broke my heart to not see her finish it off because of the ACL.
Huh, life is hard sometimes. Yes. Well, thanks so much, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Those high school days, I was calling your games then, and we're still working together now. So we'll see you at the basketball banquet.
Thank
you.
All right,
thanks so much.
That.
All right, thanks. You'll see my email soon. You know what it's about. Okay. All right, we'll take our final timeout. Come back with the whatever highlights we can garner from this one. And a look at the WOGO sports calendar, final break of the season for Chi-High girls basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Post-Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. McDonald, a winner, 69-57 over Cadazzo. They'll play tomorrow, and we'll have coverage here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Again, with that McDonald win tonight, they advance to meet the winner of Spencer and Neillsville, likely Neillsville. So likely McDonald at Neillsville tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame, but here on WOGO Sports. But we close it out with the today's Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Well, nowhere near as many highlights as we had against Superior the other night. Let's see if we can get a few here. Still a 12-7 ball game inside of 12 minutes. The first sixth of this game is over. The first third of the first half. Nice pass, Colleen, down low for 2-10 with Anderson. Sweet pass. That was the highlight of the night, maybe, for Chi High, that particular one. Let's see if we can add to it. Anderson. Anderson. She finds a teammate right side. Heppner for two. Show you there. A couple of first half highlights. And again, not a lot of scoring in that second half. The Cards mustered just 8 points. A lot of those were from the free throw line. But see if we can't get one of those highlights here from the second half here on WOGO. Points of the second half. They've been shut out for more than 6 minutes. Played pretty evenly with Stevens Point early. It was 12-9. Like that score, 15-10. It was 20-13. But at that point, that's where Stevens Point went on a big run and made it 30. All right, tell you what, we'll leave it. We had two good highlights there, and we're going to leave it with that here. The 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game, wrapping up the Post-Glass post-game show. And again, checking that WOGO sports calendar, we're done with Chi-High Girls Hoops, but we'll have tomorrow night, McDonald Girls against Neillsville. Presumably, that's a 6:35 pregame here. If the Lady Macs, a really tough test against that very fine Neillsville team just to get out of regionals in that Division IV regional final. And meanwhile, also, Stevens Point will be in action as the one seed moving on to the winner of Holman and Hortonville right here on their home court tomorrow night. And then boys action, we're coming your way Tuesday night at 6:35 from Wisconsin Rapids here on FM 103.1 AM 680 WOGO.com and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. It's Chi-High, the 17th seed at 16th seed Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln, Rapids late in the season beating Chi-High by 5. Should be a very competitive contest for the right to face one seed DC Everest on Friday night. For our video producer, Sam Aberle, and for our radio producer, Zach Wycheck, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us from Stevens Point, where the Panthers get the win, going to 21-4, downing the Lady Cardinals 62-23, ending the Cardinals season at 8-18. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Czech Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.